dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you're like me, you want to get the most out of every gallon of gasoline that goes into your car. So use your Motorhead. Get Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Compared to Lucas Fuel Treatment, Gum Out Regain has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many fuel system parts, and remains effective for 10 fill-ups, where Lucas wants you to use a bottle every time you fill your tank. Gum Out Regain, the smarter way to maximize your fuel economy.
Buy it now at Family Dollar in the convenient new 2x concentrated bottle.
Live from Progressive.
Next on the line is Jake.
Hey, Flo. Years ago, I just went with my dad's auto insurance company. Could I be paying too much?
Maybe. But when we compare Progressive Direct rates to other top companies, you could save hundreds.
Hundreds!
Hundreds!
Hundreds! Is there an echo in here?
Compare and save. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Stop. You are. It is on. So Colin is not here, but the party is still on. MVP treatment.
I don't know how to put this.
I'm excited for that.
But I'm kind of a big deal. People know me. I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
I woke up this morning in some Japanese family's rec room, and they would not stop screaming.
Don't touch me. I'll beat your brains out.
Not a game. Not a game. Not a game.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
It's sports.
All around the clock. Sports all the time. That's the concept of the news.
Oh, that's never going to work. That's ridiculous.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
June the 11th, the last day that Nebraska will be a member of the Big 12 Conference. We are glad to have you along with us on the show today, talking, well, there's so much going on that Eric Casilius had to say, man, what movie should be remade? What TV show should be remade into a movie? Idiot. So we're going to bring
you've never been a fan.
We're going to bring you the same hour of radio that you would have just missed. Sorry. We're going to try and improve on that. Already a stack of emails sitting here at the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can fire your emails off to us. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis on this Friday, where the Board of Regents at the University of Nebraska have their monthly meeting, but it's the most anticipated Board of Regents meeting maybe ever, and we will be carrying that for you at 1 o'clock this afternoon here on ESPN Radio. I don't know what to think. Will we actually get to hear what Harvey Perlman and Tom Osborne have to say to the board? They will go into closed session at some time, which we can't obviously air. I guess what everybody's hoping is that you'll be able to hear what Tom Osborne and Harvey Perlman say to the board. Then the board will go into closed session and make their decision. And
decision's been made.
I mean, what are we? You know what? I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it already. I'm tired of it already. You know what I still say? Football-wise, I'd rather be in the Big 12. Financially, and to the people that have doctorates, if they can say that this is a better deal, so be it. And that's the way we'll go.
We can just disagree on this. When you look at the Big 12 North and the have-nots that have been continually, I would rather be where Nebraska is headed to the Big 10. Doug, what are you going to miss most about the Big 12? Is there something that stands out to you that you're going to be, that we really like that, we really enjoyed that, about one place or another? That
you mean playing schools that are actually in your geographic region? Yeah, I kind of like that. We're not like Steve Sipple and Mitch Sherman, who travel with the team, making it to road games. We're not at that spot. We're not at that place yet. So I think there are a little bit more to talk. Todd Hendricks, who covers the volleyball team, talked about, you know, missing the Big 12 Texas A&M tradition and seeing Augie Garrido at Texas. And, you know, it pains me to think that we will not play Oklahoma ever again. There's an article today that our buddy Dave Plotty at Colorado says, well, yeah, we'd still love to play Nebraska. Nebraska, why would we love to play Colorado? We want to play Oklahoma, and that's not going to happen because Oklahoma wants to stay with Texas, and if they don't stay with Texas, they're still going to want to play Texas above playing Nebraska, I believe. And there's so much just stuff out there. You can't even get it. You can't even get it into a sports cast. You can't even get it into a radio show because there's just so much garbage out there. Iowa State, Kansas State, Missouri reportedly have had talks with the Big East. Texas and Texas A&M have asked the Big Ten for an invitational, supposedly. This is all supposedly. Texas A&M could go to the SEC. Oklahoma could go to the SEC. Virginia Tech could go to the SEC. Right now, Pac-10 might not get another team. Huh? And that, can you imagine if none of those South teams went to the Pac-10? The Pac-10 has to go get somebody else. They don't want to play with 11 squads, do they?
You wouldn't think so, but who are they going to go get if they don't get? They're getting those five schools. Kansas City reported yesterday about Texas and A&M wanting in. You know, those rumors have been killed by everybody in Texas saying Texas and A&M are staying together. It's a package deal. They will go to the Pac-10. Everybody believes that. As soon as Nebraska makes it official, then how quickly it happens, you got to think it's going to happen over the weekend. On Monday, the new conference would be formed for the most part.
I guess the best way to get into the show is tell you that Larry Zimmer, the longtime voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, is going to join us on the program today. Tony and I talked about this a little bit. Until it's official this afternoon, what's the point? What's the point? It's up to you, the listeners, to give us your thoughts. Everybody's just waiting and assumes that this is what's going to happen this afternoon, and then we can get maybe official words from everybody. The coaches at Nebraska, Tom Osborne, Harvey Perlman, the athletic directors and coaches from the other institutions and the conferences that these schools will be going to. And until then, it's all speculation. We've heard from throughout the week. We've had a variety of guests. If you missed any of them, you can go to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. But we've just got so many emails. Buck says, we'll play Oklahoma again as long as they agree to play the game in Lincoln, and they've just graduated their quarterback. Thanks, Buck.
Doug, I want to ask you this. What does Colorado bring to the Pac-10?
They're a West team. I don't know what you're looking for today. You continually bring this up. What does this team bring? 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 Well, not every team is Nebraska. Nobody has more academic All-Americans than us. Nobody has more tradition in the Big 12 than us and Texas. Oklahoma is third when it comes to that.
Would Colorado have been their number one pick?
Who else are you going to take?
Boise State would look a hell of a lot better to me than Colorado.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Wow.
They wouldn't?
I will now give you the floor for however long you want to defend that argument. Okay, go ahead.
What is Colorado good in?
What is Boise? I don't even want to talk about this because this is so far off topic. This isn't even on topic. Why would we even talk about this? I don't know what Colorado brings because I didn't go to Colorado. I don't really pay attention to Colorado. I'm sure if I read up on Colorado, I could see what their test scores were, which are horrible because they're losing four scholarships because they didn't make NCAA. They're one of the few institutions that are actually being penalized by the NCAA because they're so stupid. I mean, that's basically what it comes down to. So they don't do that. They have a lot of California, I suppose, recruits that they bring in. They're a Western. They've always been thought of as a California school stuck in the Rocky Mountains. I don't know what you're looking for here. I don't know. You want me? Their football program hasn't been good the last couple, 3 years. Their basketball programs haven't been good. Their volleyball program hasn't been good. They don't have baseball. I don't know. What do you want me to say? What's Boise State have besides a football team that has never played for a BCS national title? What do they have besides that? A blue field in the frozen tundra of the northern portion of the country.
Well, that gives them one up on Colorado as I see it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you mad on the debate. I just, why would they be the Pac-10's number one choice? Which apparently they were.
I'm guessing Colorado has a lot more money and a lot more students. And that's where you got to start. A lot better academic base. They've got a lot more things going for them currently than Boise State probably will ever have going for them. Now, what they're doing with what they have may not be up to standards and up to pars and maybe what they should be doing. But I don't even know how you can compare a forever Division I institution with a Boise State that is, okay, they're everybody's darling because they've got a good football team. You don't know anything else about Boise State.
I don't
know nothing else about Boise State.
That's fine.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Can we drop that?
Didn't mean to anger you. Didn't mean to anger you. Read on emails. I just threw something out.
You want to read some emails?
Yeah.
Here, read some emails.
Just calm down.
You just try to get me angry with your idiotic stuff over there.
1-888-455-3776. Would you rather have Boise State or would you rather have Colorado in your conference? If you got a comma, am I way off on this? Am I so far out in left field on this? This comes from Aaron and Carney. One quick question. So I was listening this morning. I know it's going to happen. I mean, NU is going to the Big Ten. Are we going to hear that press conference no matter what they're going to say? Please make that up. Yes, you're going to hear it.
No. It's not a press conference.
Okay. It's the meeting.
There has not been an announcement of a press conference. There may be a press conference after the Board of Regents meeting. Some of the rumblings is it might happen tomorrow. The regents will do what they do today, and then they'll get together, which is just stupid. If you're going to do it and get it over with and let people get on with their summer weekend. We have enough time covering this stuff that let's get it over with. We've been working on this for 2-3 months. If you're going to do it. Let's get it over with. But, yes, at 1 o'clock-ish when the Board of Regents convene, we're going to hear what they have to say. And it also tells me, remember, this isn't the only thing on their agenda. So you know, for like 20 minutes, we're just going to hear crap. And then the last thing they're going to get to, or I think it's item 6, if I read this right, item 6 on the agenda will be the big the realignment or the update on Nebraska's status with the Big 12.
We got Ben from North Platte calling in.
Ben, what's going on?
Hey, not too much, Doug. I don't want to make you mad, but I heard that the reason the Pac-10 might have invited Colorado was to work around the Texas little stepbrother, you know, tag along. You know, if they invited Texas, there was rumors that Baylor would have to go. Or
well, yeah, I see what you're saying, Ben, and you've heard that from a couple of sources. I understand that. But if you're a conference and you're worried, you are inviting whoever you want. If they want Texas, Texas isn't bringing Baylor. They don't care. And no, I think that has nothing to do with, I mean, this hurts. If that's the case, this hurts the Pac-10's chances. They would not invite Colorado if they think they had no chance. I mean, if they knew inviting Colorado would give them zero chance of getting Texas, they would never have invited Colorado. Right? I mean, Texas is the one they want.
Yeah, I just thought I'd help out Daddy a little bit. I didn't know if you guys had heard that too or not. So.
Oh, we've already made him mad, so just thank
you. I appreciate you helping out my argument, Ben. You have an outstanding weekend. Ben from North Platte traveling. Give us a call. That's why we're here. That's what we want to do. We want to discuss this. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. What are you going to miss about the Big 12?
I'm going to miss 40-year-old drunken idiot standing, Boomer! That's my number one thing. That's what I'm not going to miss. Thank God we're moving on from that portion.
So again, the question, what are you going to miss?
Okay, what am I going to miss? I'm going to miss getting the stories back from people that have a chance to go to College Station and hear how the stadium rocks and the chants and stuff that go on with it, the people that get to see the pep rally the night before. Like you said, we don't get to go to a lot of these home places, away places. You know, I think Aggieville, people are going to miss Aggieville in Manhattan. I think people are going to miss going to Fog Allen Fieldhouse in Kansas for basketball games. I mean, I think there's things like that. You miss Eskimo Joe's in Oklahoma when you have a chance to go there. Are you going to miss Harpo's in Missouri?
What are you going to miss?
I'm going to miss Nebraska, Texas.
I don't mean to throw you under the bus, but I don't think you've been to any of those places, have you? I don't mean that in a mean way. I'm saying, what are you going to miss? Because everybody has something different.
I'm going to miss Nebraska, Texas.
If you're a season ticket holder and you can afford the afford the opportunity to go to all these as a fan, that's one thing. What are you going to miss?
I'm
going to
miss Nebraska, Texas, period. Nebraska, Oklahoma, period. That's what I'm going to miss in football, period. Other than that, I think there's other rivalries out there that can be established rather quickly.
John says you can blame Texas, but the old Big 8 schools voted with them from the very beginning and not with Nebraska, and now they are going to pay for it. John, outstanding email. Yeah, Nebraska's always been odd man out, I guess, if that's the way you want to classify it, and they will continue to be, I guess.
Got Randy from Grand Island chipping in.
Randy at 888-455-ESPN. What do you think, Randy?
Well, I think the Coloradoans think they're Californians without an ocean. So good riddance. And, you know, Doug, you got a lot of build-up frustration. Are you calling any All-Star games or something the next couple days? Because you got a lot of energy.
I keep it up there, and I don't even need the five-hour energy drink there, Randy. I don't even need that. But thanks for the concern. Thanks for the concern, buddy. Thanks for the call. Take care. Randy at GI at 88455-ESPN. We always welcome your phone calls to the Doug and Daddy Show. I sit back and I chuckle. Good riddance to Colorado. Good riddance to Texas. Yeah, Nebraska sure is full of a lot of hate.
Well, what's your idea? You wanted the Big 12, obviously, to stay together. That was ideal. I mean, in an ideal world.
I want to go back to the phone lines. Don't let me forget this topic because I want to come back to it. I want to throw out to you maybe the ultimate question. Let's go back to the phone lines at 888-455-ESPN.
John from Kearney.
John, what's going on?
Doug, take your happy pills before you talk again on the radio.
I was happy, and Daddy said Boise State's a better institution than Colorado. Just showing.
I would have to say, from a football standpoint, yes, they are. Anything else, forget it. So the blue turf has got to go. God. Nebraska should put in red turf then. But the best thing that I will really, really miss is that every other team in the Big 12 will get at least 1 second put on the clock every game.
Thanks, John.
I need one more second to tell you that.
Have a great weekend, brother. Daddy, I have to ask you this, and it seems like right now my head's swimming because everybody wants to attack Doug. I can't even fathom Boise State over Colorado. And I like rooting for the underdog, the little guy, the Boise State. I'm on the bandwagon. Hey, they probably should have had a chance to play for the national title at least once in their tenure. Colorado has, and they've won it. All right? Say what you will. Say what you want. Colorado has a national football championship. Okay, they've had a couple of lean years. No doubt about it. Dan Hawkins. Maybe we should ask him. From Boise State to Colorado. If Boise State was so damn good, why did he go to Colorado? Now argue the point. Give me something.
Well, you're talking super conferences now. You're not talking then. Then it was an obvious move.
You think Boise State can keep this up?
Well, they've maintained it for how long now?
No other school in the country has been able to keep it up. Not Oklahoma, not Nebraska, not Notre Dame, not the University of Southern California, not Texas, not Miami of Florida, not one, not Michigan. No school has been able to keep it up. Not Alabama. They've had their ups and downs. Boise State can't stay on the same level, so when they get back to a 500 football team, come bring your argument to me.
Well, they may be back to a 500 football team when they get in one of these other leagues. With the league they're in right now, they're never going to be back to a 500 football team.
Let's go back to the Debt Popper inbox here. Sam and Holdridge, Dear Doug and Daddy, what? No more K-State, Kansas, or Colorado road games and rivalries? I can't believe the Nebraska administration would turn its back on these schools. This is a stick in the eye to anyone who lives west of Lincoln. Are people from towns in western Nebraska, such as Scotts Bluff, McCook, or Shadron, going to be able to travel to an away game ever without having to jump on an airplane? hey, and let's face it, Sam, where they got to go to get on that airplane to begin with. This move reminds me of when they decided to hire Callahan and in the process scrap decades of power option football tradition without taking into account what fans might think about the move. Who cares if Texas was trying to take over the conference, whatever that means. There's no reason Nebraska shouldn't have dominated the North, been in the Big 12 championship, and had a shot at a BCS game every year anyway. This is a terrible move. Nebraska should change its mascot from the Nebraska Cornhuskers to the Nebraska Money Grabbers. Are there even any cornfields east of Lincoln in Nebraska? Sam in Holdridge standing up for the move to the Big 10/11/12, which takes me into the question I want to let you think about, Daddy, and I want your answer when we come back from the break. What was so damn wrong with the Big 12? If the Big 10 hadn't said they wanted to expand, the Big 12 would be intact and everybody would be just as happy as if the Big 10, 3-4 months ago, February, had not said that they wanted to expand, there wouldn't have even been a ripple in the lake of the Big 12. For lunch today, discuss it. Find out what your folks think, the fans in your circle and all the other folks at Godfather's in Kearney. It's a great place. You can kick back, and for just $6.50, you can enjoy their new lunch buffet. It's served from 11 to 2, so that means it's going on right now, folks, at Godfather's in Kearney. It's in the Archway Plaza in their new location, North 2nd and 42nd Street, with a huge dining room. You can stick 150 people in there, and it's not going to be a problem. They're open from 11 to 10, Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 11, Friday and Saturday, and that means they will deliver during those times. 234-9444, 234-9444, the new lunch buffet, and get regular pizza and get a calzone. But if you're into the lunch buffet, they get you in and out between 11 and 2 with the salad bar included, only $6.50. When we come back, Larry Zimmer of Colorado is right on the other edge of the break here, going to join us just at the bottom of the hour. Plus, I want Daddy's response to what was so wrong with the Big 12. You can email us your thoughts back after this.
O'Malley's is the spot for good times.
Wow, that's a great bar.
It's finally Friday, so celebrate the start to your weekend with O'Malley's Happy Hour tonight from 5 until 7.
Wow, that's a great bar.
Enjoy their great drink specials and snack on nachos and wings.
Wow, that's a great bar.
Come hang out with the gang at O'Malley's on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and find out why everyone that goes to O'Malley's says,
wow, that's a great bar.
Where were you when you first heard about blogging or kung fu? Don't remember? Well, now Burger King is giving you the chance to remember where you were for another historic first. New BK Fire Grilled Ribs. Tender bone-in ribs with authentic barbecue flavor. So wherever you are right now is where you were when you first heard about them. New smoky BK Fire Grilled Ribs. So authentic you just might need a bib. Only at Burger King. At participating restaurants for a limited time only.
Recently, Burger King created the new BK Breakfast Muffin Sandwich. And with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted cheese on a toasted English muffin, we apologize for shamelessly copying the Sausage McMuffin with Egg from McDonald's and charging a dollar for it. So sorry, America, for making it more affordable to enjoy a tasty breakfast. Sorry if you think $1 is just a ridiculously low price. And we're sorry if you don't stop by for the new BK Breakfast Muffin Sandwich. Only a dollar. Only at Burger King. Price and participation may vary. Breakfast hours only.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We've got more phone calls. We've got more email. We got Larry Zimmer going to join us on the other side here in about 6-7 minutes. So stay tuned for him. But Daddy, it's so much stress has been put obviously on our lives here with this big move of Nebraska to the Big Ten. 99.4% sure. We've got to stay in shape, and I'm not doing a very good job of it. What do I do?
Well, you got to get the complete nutrition first because your stamina is gone when you hit the gym already. When you walk in that door, you just don't feel like working out. You keep gaining weight every year. Attack the fat with the new Charger Pack found only at Compute Nutrition. Charger's safe, effective formula recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you are peaking physically. Result is less fat around the core, more stamina, and an increase in sex drive. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodbye to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat as you sleep. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. Really, that's what it's about, having the best quality of life. So to get the complete nutrition and recharge with Charger today, right along 2nd Avenue, right right along, right in front of Sunmark, 2nd Avenue, 42nd, 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Things that you'll miss about the Big 12, Mark Minden says it has to be Colorado's great fans.
Yeah, great. Yeah, you were talking about the urine snowballs.
Let's go back to the phone lines at 888-455-ESPN.
Got Jim from Omaha.
Jim from Omaha?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jim, what's going on, man?
Not much, just driving, doing some claims out here and almost close to Red Cloud here.
Home of the Warriors. What's your take on all this? What's on your mind today?
Well, I don't really understand why people are having such a big problem with it. First of all, when you were talking about what's wrong with the Big 12, well, as I recall, when the Big 8 was around, the Southwest Conference was sitting there and it was dying. They begged us to take them in. Then once we took them in, they took over the conference. People are saying, well, we can't travel now in the Big Ten. We have to get on an airplane. You have to get on an airplane to go down to Texas for the Big 12 title game for the next 3 or 4 years. Deal. You know, that's what's wrong with the Big 12. You know, everything is, it's all about Texas, and it's not about anybody else. And the reason Texas is mad is because, to be honest with you, they're not in the limelight on this. We're leaving, and they're mad. You know, the first thing that came out of the mouth, we tried to save the Big 12. See, it's always about them. And it just gets old. You know, I'm going to miss the rivalry of playing them, but not really. And I hope, if the rumors are correct, I hope it's not true, that they're going to go to the Big Ten. If they go to the Big Ten, I'll puke. I don't want to.
Well, Jim,
I'll miss Oklahoma.
Don't puke before lunch, okay?
Yeah, I'll try not to.
Hey, thanks for the call, buddy.
I'm going to miss Oklahoma, though, definitely. And I tell you what, I've gone to many a games where we've played them, like in Kansas City, and their fans are fantastic. We love to hate each other, but we really have a good bond, and I've talked to many of people, and a lot of them said they missed that game more than the Texas game. They think they'd rather have that one back than playing Texas every year.
Well, I would.
That's coming from the horse's mouth.
I hope that's true. Jim, have a great weekend. We appreciate you giving us a call. Jim from Omaha traveling on the Doug and Daddy show. Yeah, that would be. But we knew, I think Nebraska fans even knew what they were getting into when all the Texas schools came in. Let's face it, they had the bigger population base. They had Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, I suppose just those three right now. What did the Big Eight have? Kansas City.
You name it.
I can't even give you St. Louis, and they don't want to use Denver, which again, whatever. They had Kansas City.
That seemed to be the lone option.
So if you had Kansas City and Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio, well, Texas is probably going to get 3/4 of everything, and that doesn't just mean the University of Texas, but that's as it's always looked at. You think Texas A&M, Texas Tech, Baylor? You think they minded all that going on down there? It's just that Texas is the best of that crew, and so they're going to be in the championship game more often.
Why would everybody else in the North vote against us constantly? Why were we the lone dissenting vote all the time?
Well, because they wanted the South to like them. Daddy, what was so wrong with the Big 12?
Well, Doug, when you put up numbers beside numbers, and you look at those television contracts.
What was wrong with the Big 12? I when I said this question, I said if the Big Ten hadn't done anything, then we wouldn't have a ripple. So obviously there must have not been anything major wrong with the Big 12. It's just that the Big Ten came looking to expand and then threw the money out there. I'm not saying that's all that we're hearing is the money. Okay, what was wrong with the Big 12? It didn't have as much money? Okay, what was wrong with the Big 12?
I'm telling you, from a business model standpoint, it was broken and was going to have to be redone. Everybody knew it was going to have to be redone, not only from a television network standpoint and the television money generated, but are you going to have a new network? The Big Ten was just ahead of that. They were just so far. We're just starting to get computers in the Big 12, and they've reconfigured databases for years.
The Big Ten got some television cameras, and all of a sudden they're that much better. I just don't understand it.
Well, they got ahead of everybody on that.
Yeah, well, everybody else could do it too. I'm not saying just because they did it, you have to do it. But if that's the whole thing, I'm guessing we could find some television cameras and bring them to Texas and Oklahoma and Nebraska. Let's go back to the phone lines at 888-455-ESPN.
Ted from Hastings.
Ted, thanks for holding on. Appreciate it. What's your thought?
Hey, Daddy just hit it right there. What was wrong with the Big 12? It was broken. You can talk forever about what it was. Nebraska's fault, Texas' fault, the little six for voting 11-1 all the time against us, you know, TV contracts, whatever it was broken. My old coach has always said, you know, adversity reveals character. It reveals it. And so you're saying, well, everything would have been fine if the Big Ten didn't say anything. Listen, what was the Big Ten trying to do? They were trying to break up the Big East because they want Notre Dame. Did the Big East, have you heard the rumors coming out of the Big East, like we're coming out of orangebloods.com? Has the Big East freaked out? No, because they're not broken like the Big 12 was broken. As soon as this came out, the Big 12 freaked out. That shows you that it wasn't there anymore. It wasn't solid. It was falling apart. Tom Osborne sees this. He knows we've got to get out of a broken conference. That's what you saw happen in the last 2 months. Because this conference was broken, and now it's going away.
Ted, outstanding point. I'll follow up on that. Thanks for the call. Who was the athletic director at the time at Nebraska? What was he all about? He was called Dollar Bill.
Well, Bill Burns and
Dollar
Steve
Bill
Burns.
Well, Dollar Bill was that's why he was called Dollar Bill for a reason. Bill Burns was behind this, and positive, negative. I mean, that was just his way of advancement. He was all for this all along. Tom Osborne wasn't. Now Tom Osborne's the athletic director.
But don't you have to look, Doug, and think that the SEC and Big Ten are the NBA and the NFL, and who's the NHL as far as the business model? The Big 12.
Let's go back to the phone lines.
Gary in Grand Island.
Hey, Gary, what's going on?
Not a lot. Just wanted to say, I don't see what's so wrong with change. You know, traditions end, but we can always start new ones, and I don't know of a tradition out there that hasn't ended at some point. And also, I'd like to say, as a member of the marching band here at UNL, I'm going to miss Colorado throwing snow-covered rocks at us and Missouri throwing pee-filled balloons at all of us.
Oh, that has to be an experience you'll remember about collegiate life forever. That just warms the cockles of my heart. Well, we'll have to find new traditions. Hopefully they don't throw stink bags at us somewhere. Hey, thanks for the call. 888-455-ESPN. Looks like we're going to keep things rolling here at 888-455-ESPN. Who we got, Merritt?
Ed from Minden.
Hey, Ed, what's up?
Douglas Duda. I'd say you were a little testy already on the phone, or on the radio. The one thing I'd say it's better about the Big Ten for Nebraska is a way better wrestling conference.
Yeah, but no, I've touched on that from day one, and Daddy backs me up on this. I have touched on what is there besides the money, and I know it's money in football. And we get an email streaming in or a call streaming in every once in a while that brings it up. I agree. Nobody is talking about the other sports. I agree from that point, but unfortunately, Ed, nobody in this move really, they think everything else is going to be fine. That's just part of the deal. It's money, it's TV, it's football, and everything else. I mean, wrestling's going to be good. Volleyball's going to be outstanding. There are going to be other sports that are going to be, baseball will be down. But again, it's cyclical. Who knows? And I agree with you, Ed. There's no doubt that wrestling is going to be even tougher. I thought the Big 12 was tough, had only five schools, four that were very, very quality. And now in the Big 10, look out. It's going to be
watch out.
The Mauler's going to have to get some recruiting going, I'll tell you that.
Hey, yeah.
Ed, thanks for the call, buddy. Talk to you later, 888-455-ESPN. We have to take a break. Larry Zimmer is joining us right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You know, Golic, like you and me, ESPN and Bass Pro Shops just go together.
Agreed. Except ESPN, Bass Pro, and myself all share an appreciation for the outdoors, whereas you are petrified at the sound of bird chirps.
Those chirps can be bone-chilling, Golic.
Well, despite your aversion to birds, light breezes, and nature in general, Bass Pro Shops and ESPN make for a truly natural partnership.
For once, Golic, I agree with you. Bass Pro is the perfect partner.
Especially for those who dare to go outside.
Menacing chirps, Golic. They're menacing.
The Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive Crew offers Price Match Plus to get you the best price guaranteed. Come see for yourself at the Get Ready for Summer Sale. Through June 12th, save on all Michelin tires, plus get free installation with a $70 mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. And get a standard Valvoline oil change for just $19.99 with no shop fees. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life well spent.
The Courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill, their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing, or how about their outstanding prime rib. Also in the Courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some breaks of sunshine develop across the area today, along with a chance for some scattered showers and storms with high temperatures in the mid-80s. Winds will stay variable at 10 to 15 miles per hour. We'll then drop off to 64, the chance of storms tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Well, there's no doubt what the Toro Ace Hardware Bowler Noble has been all week. Should Nebraska stay in the Big 12? Nebraska should stay in the Big 12, and we're getting emails all over the place. Our Bowler Noble is always brought to you by Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island. All power equipment fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go, and they back it with service after the sale. Ace offering free in-town delivery. Always Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island. Rusty and Lamar says, do you think Nebraska will add any of the Big Ten sports that are currently not offered in Lincoln? Hockey is a big one. No. God, I hope not. But there's a new arena coming in. Who knows? Will the Big 12 schools that are heading out west to the Pac-10 pick up Pac-10 sports? Off the top of my head, I'm thinking men's volleyball, water polo. You might be snickering out there. They're sanctioned, and they are sports. Wouldn't it be interesting to see Colorado playing water polo in frigid water with the Rocky Mountains in the backdrop? Rusty and Lamar.
Scott chimes in and says, it's obvious that I'm in the minority, but I'm pretty apathetic on this change. The Big 8 to the Big 12 change was a much bigger deal. It dissolved all the good rivalries anyway. Doug, I got one here from Sooner Steve.
No, I don't think that's Sooner Steve, is it? Oh, yeah, it is because it says Big Pink. Go ahead.
Seriously, I didn't think it could get any worse than the Little North Six. The Big Ten West, Indiana, Northwestern, Illinois, Minnehaha, Iowa, and the Big Pink. If T.O. can just manage to swap out Iowa for Iowa State, Big Red fans everywhere will be drinking the Kool-Aid again. That's okay. The Big Boys will stay in the South. New motto for the Big Pink. If you can't beat them, join another conference.
Yeah. Let's see. Who was in the Big 12 championship game last year? Oh, it slips my mind. I don't remember. Thanks, Sooner Steve. I appreciate that. Here's a couple of emails on the same subject. Chris from Lawrence. Doug and Daddy, you guys rock. What do you think is going through Turner Gill's mind today? He finally gets a chance to coach at a major college in a super conference, and it's all going up in smoke right before his eyes. He promised new recruits they'd play Nebraska and Texas with a chance for a Big 12 title game and BCS bid. Now they'll never get on TV. Do you think he'd like his old job back? Chris from Lawrence. Kelly from Hastings says, do you think Turner Gill is second-guessing his decision to leave a mid-major conference and Buffalo to then be a coach of a Lone Ranger team in Kansas? Well, financially, he wants to stay at Kansas. Outside of that, I mean, yeah, he's going to be at Kansas, but, boy, this sure isn't what he thought he was getting into. No doubt about it. You can always email us, Dent Popper Inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Jordan, this comes from Jordan. Daddy, to answer your question, because Doug's so rudely wooden about Colorado over Boise, is because of the Denver market, which is 16th in the nation. And it's all about money for any to move, Doug.
So you'd rather have Colorado?
Nah, that's probably an argument can be made. 16th.
Hey, guys, what do you see as probable Big Ten divisions? North, south, east, west, something crazy? We talked about that a couple of times on the show. Sooner Steve just touched on it. I mean, it's going to east-west. What else would make sense? There's no way. I mean, you could do what looks good now and base it off football, but in 10 years, would that be the same? Wisconsin's been up and down. Northwestern's been in a Rose Bowl. Michigan State's been up and down. Purdue's been up and down. Penn State's been up and down. Heck, even Minnesota's good. Iowa, 5 years ago, what were they doing? I mean, there's only a couple of schools. I mean, heck, Nebraska, 5 years ago, what were they doing?
Well, Northwestern made a run, you know, there for a couple, 3 years. So,
we're trying to contact Larry Zimmer with the Colorado Sports Network and see what we can talk about with them going out to the Pac-10. In the meantime, let's go back. Brandon fires this one off. I've heard some people talking about colleges wanting four super conferences with 16 teams each. The Pac-10 already seems to be heading there. The Big Ten would probably want Notre Dame and Syracuse, Rutgers, Maryland, Missouri, Boston College. The SEC might add Miami and Florida State. So my question is, who is the fourth conference? Is it Kansas, Kansas State, Iowa State, maybe Baylor, the two that don't get into the Big Ten and then start adding the likes of Boise, Utah, BYU, TCU, and Nevada? That wouldn't be a horrible conference, but it stretches from one coast to the other almost. I would believe cover at least three time zones and maybe four, depending on which teams join. Brandon, it would be the Big East. You would have the teams that are currently in the SEC, the teams that are currently in the Big Ten, and the teams that are currently in the Pac-10. And you would have the ACC and the Big East combining for the fourth super conference is what most of us are hearing. Now, that doesn't mean there wouldn't be another team like an Iowa State, like a Kansas State, falling into the trap or falling into one of those. Scott from Bertrand says, how many 100 years ago did the Big 12 tradition start? Remember the uproar when the Nebraska-Oklahoma game wasn't going to happen every year? Seems to be forgotten. Another team stepped up to make things interesting. To me, it doesn't make sense to blame the Big Ten for taking advantage of making their conference stronger when they have a chance. If the shoe had been on the other foot, I'm sure the Big 12 would have been happy to do the same. Doug, I think you are answering your own question. That question, what was wrong with the Big 12? Who did the Big 12 try to add? That's right, nobody. They just stuck their heads in the sand and tried to make believe that everything was okay. Scott, I understand your point, but until somebody, I mean, no, see, if something was wrong with the Big 12, I mean, you could say the same thing here. Nothing was wrong with the Big 12, so why would they look to add teams?
They certainly were two different, or Delaney, Larry Scott, going two different directions than everybody else in every conference. That's become apparent.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, that's the phone number. And Danny, all along, since Penn State joined the Big Ten, they have been looking to get Notre Dame in. I don't know if this is trying to force their hand, if they thought they could do something again here years later when the television contract for Notre Dame wasn't as great compared to what they could get in the Big Ten. I don't know if that's the case. But they've always thought that out loud, and no other conference has. All of a sudden, somebody else's ears perked up, and that's what has happened. That's what has happened.
Will there be, in Doug, in your mind, in 3 weeks, in 2 months, will there be such thing as a Big 12 conference at all?
as we talked about yesterday, it all hinges on Texas. Joshua Kinder was with us from the Manhattan Mercury and said it's all hinging on what Texas does, what everybody else ends up doing in the conference outside of Colorado and Nebraska. Bucky Carney says, what's wrong with the Big 12? Well, we're 0 forever against Texas in football. The women's basketball team had more wins over Texas than the football team. Even their volleyball team is thumping the Huskers. Yeah, but Destiny Hooker's gone. It'll be okay. It'll be okay.
I think the Texas deal, you know, you look at the Nebraska's record in football against them, but the games were always very, very competitive and down to the wire. No, it wasn't like Texas had a stranglehold. You looked at the point spread and said, uh-oh, it's 28.5. Nebraska's coming to town, and the score was 54. You know, it wasn't a Texas Rice score. So it's one of those, you know, they were great games. They were great fun to watch, to be a part of. They were always star athletes going back and forth. And it came down to a field goal here and there.
We need to take another break. We're going to again effort Larry Zimmer, who is probably as busy as anybody, talking about why Colorado is gone. And as we go to break, we want to give you a chance to win tickets to the Garage as they continue to celebrate their anniversary. Heard it was hopping with Indigenous last night. Well, tomorrow night, Cornerstone Dub, a reggae band from right here in Nebraska, will be performing starting at 9 o'clock. Only at the Garage in Kearney. We've got some folks that are already headed to that tomorrow night. We want you to go as well. We're going to give you a pair of tickets. If you call now at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you'd like to hang out for free tomorrow night and enjoy the great band Cornerstone Dub at the Garage, celebrating their one-year anniversary with all kinds of specials, call now, and we'll get you set up. Back with more after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Let's say you have important business contacts from L.A. to New York, even abroad. You'd like to meet with them more often, but traveling is expensive. And talk about time-consuming. That's why I want you to start using GoToMeeting.com to hold your meetings online, brought to you by Citrix, the easiest online meeting service available. You simply set up your meetings in advance or start one on the fly. Everybody logs on to GoToMeeting.com, and now they can see your computer desktop on their computer screen. It's like meeting in person. And with GoToMeeting, you can host unlimited meetings for one low flat rate. How cool is that? My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for a month, 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. All you have to do is use the promo code Colin. For this special offer, GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, enter the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Colin.
Farmers and ranchers, your days are getting longer and tougher, but Kearney Yamaha will ease your workload with the new Yamaha Grizzly 700. Featuring fuel injection, a fully automatic transmission, independent rear suspension, and four-wheel disc brakes, the Grizzly 700 will make irrigating and moving cattle much easier.
This is Terry Lobig from Kearney Yamaha. We can save you over $1,000 on a new Yamaha Grizzly 700, so hurry in to Kearney Yamaha today.
ATVs are recommended only for use by those 16 years and older. Yamaha recommends an approved training course. ATVs can be hazardous to operate.
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynagro.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagro.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagro.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagro. Call Dynagro at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
We'll see some breaks of sunshine develop across the area today, along with a chance for some scattered showers and storms with high temperatures in the mid-80s. Winds will stay variable at 10 to 15 miles per hour. We'll then drop off to 64, the chance of storms tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today, where it is grilling weekend at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Glad to have you along. And stop by Troutman's, Daddy. It is good, good stuff. And why not prepare it on a Green Mountain Grill?
Well, that's exactly where I was going, Doug. Green Mountain Grill, Kerry's got them there for you. He knows and operates them, so he knows how to show you how to operate yours. He's got one at his house. He's cooked everything he's got in that store on that grill. He can tell you how to cook it. It's not just going to send you out the door and go figure it out on your own. That's not what Kerry does. You know what? You got a great variety of steaks. They're all certified Angus. They're all there, aged for you.
Best steaks around, aged a minimum of 30 days for the peak flavor and tenderness because they're USDA certified Angus beef, and that always makes it better. They've got a nice selection of domestic and imported wines and beer to choose from, including Nebraska wines from the likes of Max Creek Wines and Superior State Wines. And, of course, there's always something fresh out of the smokehouse. It could be Polish sausage, bratwurst. There's so many different guys. You tried the new chili and cheese last weekend or 2 weekends ago, and you just raved about them.
You know what? Everyone raved about them. I tell you what, got a little spice to them. If that's your thing, try them out today because they're excellent.
Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend across from Bob's Superstore on Highway 30 in Kearney. You can't do any better than that, folks. Got just a minute to catch our breath here. There's so much going on. Quick thought. I told you, if Derek Fisher is going to come off the bench and do something for the Lakers, then somebody's going to do the same thing in Game 4 for Boston. That's exactly what happened last night, and we're tied at 2.
Yeah, you look at Nate Robinson, the spark he provided last night. Great game for him. Big Baby Davis also. So that's a good game for those guys. The series tied at 2. One more game in Boston, see if they can take a lead heading back to L.A. and see if L.A. can finish it on their home floor.
ESPN Sports Center has just announced that Boise State will be offered to be the next member of the Mountain West Conference. So there you go. That takes care of that. Boise State appeared headed to the Mountain West. The World Cup is underway. 1-1 tie. South Africa really got outplayed today by Mexico, but South Africa actually missed a shot at the end of the game off the sidebar, off the bar, that would have won the game, and it would have been a huge upset. Many people have Mexico going as far as the Final Four in this championship. So it's underway. And from time to time, there's actually going to be some live soccer on ESPN. So we will have that for you, including the World Cup Soccer Championship game. The Division I Baseball Super Regionals get underway today. Texas hosting TCU, Florida State and Vanderbilt, UCLA and Cal State Fullerton, Florida and Miami of Florida. They're all the best of three. You win two, you're headed to the College World Series in the final College World Series at Rosenblatt Stadium in Omaha, which you'll hear right here on ESPN. Tomorrow, four more series get underway, including Oklahoma taking on Virginia, Arkansas, Dave Van Horn taking on Arizona State, Clemson will play Alabama, and Coastal Carolina, the Chanticleers, will take on South Carolina. The Hogan's All-Star Classic got underway last night with the Twin Valley Conference knocking off the Luplat Conference in the championship, and Callie Brannigan of Shelton named the most valuable player. Tonight, the Girls All-Star Games. The Luplat and Southwest will play at 6. The Fort Kearney and Twin Valley will play at 8. Then tomorrow, the Boys All-Star Games, Southwest and Luplat at 5. Fort Kearney and Twin Valley at 7. The Pinnacle Agency Central Nebraska All-Star Game, sponsored by the Grand Island Independent, last night at Grand Island Central Catholic. The White beat the Blue, 97-89. Who was on the White? Well, they were led by Lewis Poss of St. Paul with 19. Brandon Meyer of Central Catholic was 16. Jordan Reinerson of Gibbon had 14 points. On the Blue All-Stars, Dalton Seely of St. Cecilia was 17. John Klosterman of Ravenna, 15. And Zach Albrecht of Kearney had 13. Tomorrow, the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association All-Star Duel, 1 o'clock in West Point. That is available via the stream. You can check that out on all your wrestling websites to find out that stream location. And the annual Shrine Soccer Classic tomorrow in Hastings at the Osborne Complex. So there is a lot going on, Daddy.
Doug, you just mentioned Boise State will be in the Mountain West Conference. I know some people out there sitting there going, Oh, who, help me. Who's in that Mountain West Conference? That is TCU, New Mexico, San Diego State, BYU, UNLV, Utah, and Air Force. They will add to that conference.
Boy, if I'm Boise State, I got to pull the reins back for a second. I got to pull the reins. I got to get everything. I got to know what's going on here. Because what if some of those schools decide to leave and go somewhere? Boy, this is a tough time to be moving to a smaller conference. Now, I know this isn't a smaller conference for Boise State. It's a step up. But you got to be careful. You got to be careful.
Oh, you're exactly right on that. Although none of the talk has been about those teams moving. Now, there was a lot of talk about all the teams moving 3 months ago that are moving today either. But sure, they feel this is the best position for them to be in.
Oh, you know what the best position to be in when it comes lunch time?
I think I do.
That's right, sitting there enjoying a burger or a pizza or some chicken tender hoagie, your favorite sandwich, at the Chicken Coop. Open 7 days a week for you. Lunch specials every single day. I believe today it's the prime rib sandwich for lunch, and there are so many items to choose from. Warm day, a little muggy, maybe you want to do something light, a little salad. And you know the best thing, you can get that crispy chicken salad. So you got the salad, but yet it's like having the boneless
whatever
wings in
there. Whatever kind of wings.
Oh, the
whatever kind of flavoring.
Oh, it's so great. And don't forget, folks, check out the Chicken Coop's newly remodeled downstairs. The basement party room is better than ever, hosting anniversaries, birthdays, family reunions, meetings, any kind of get-together you can think of. All you have to do is contact Scott or Colin at the Chicken Coop. Oh, not a bad seat in the house. To watch the World Cup, to watch Major League Baseball Interleague, to watch the golf, to watch the NBA playoffs, to watch the Super Regionals and the College World Series. It's there for you at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island. We will be back with you later this afternoon, just before 1 o'clock, to join the Husker Sports Network and the Nebraska Board of Regents meeting. Have we done everything there, Merritt, today?
Everything I hope good? So.
We've read like 7 billion emails, and we want to thank you for that. But we will be bringing you the Board of Regents meeting starting at 1 o'clock, coming on the air just a couple minutes before 1, and then off to Lincoln to hear what should be the final nail in the coffin for Nebraska in the Big 12 and their advancement on to the Big 10. We apologize that we did not make contact with Larry Zimmer. I'm sure he's very busy, and we got bumped.
It happens from time to time. Hey, Craig chimes in and says, don't you feel like Turner Gill has got to feel like Conan O'Brien at this point?
I bet Turner wishes he had Conan's check. Don't forget, Builder's Warehouse on Monday. We are going to have all the talk of whatever happens today. And we're going to be there from 11 to 1 and give away a $1,000 gift card. You need to be registered by the end of business Saturday at Builder's Warehouse in Kearney. It's going to be a great day from 11 to 1 on Monday.
Hey, we'll be back about 50 minutes from now. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Tell them to do that again.
Game!